High-level North Korean officials once again crossed the demilitarized zone to meet with their South Korean counterparts in the peace village of Panmunjom. They agreed to hold a Red Cross meeting on June 22nd to discuss restarting reunions of families separated during the 1950 to 53 Korean War. They also agreed to hold general-level military talks and to create a liaison office in Gaesong, the site just north of a currently shuttered joint industrial park. Seoul views trust building as key.
The relations between South Korea and North Korea are based on trust, respect, and understanding the other side when we address a problem. I believe there's no issue that we cannot solve together if we engage in such dialogue.
Meanwhile, talks between the South Korean foreign minister and the former U.S. ambassador to South Korea reflect optimism as other negotiations concerning the planned summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump continue.
But we believe that we're moving in the right direction to the ongoing series of consultations, including, of course, Secretary Pompeo's engagement with Vice Chairman Kim Yong-chol, our discussions at Panmunjom, and of course the discussions in Singapore as well.
While North Korea and the U.S. suffer from a lack of trust, analysts in Seoul suggest Pyongyang may be in the midst of a significant strategic transition.
What we are seeing may not be what many analysts in Washington portrayed as another gimmick or North Korea's cheating. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe we are seeing some tectonic shift in geopolitics where North Korea is fundamentally trying to reconfigure its security environment.
Indeed, Moore believe North Korea may be willing to denuclearize if a corresponding degree of security is provided in return.
The promise of the Panmunjom Declaration begins to bear fruit as the two Koreas set course for increased cooperation on a number of fronts. Also important over the past couple of days is the flurry of diplomacy in several capitals, which seeks to lay the groundwork for the Trump-Kim summit June 12th. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.